Jobs did not insert himself much into the creative process. Given his proclivity to be in control, especially on matters of taste and design, this self-restraint was a testament to his respect for Lasseter and the other artists at Pixar, as well as for the ability of Lasseter and Catmull to keep him at bay. He did, however, help manage the relationship with Disney, and the Pixar team appreciated that. When Katzenberg and Schneider halted production on Toy Story, Jobs kept the work going with his own personal funding, and he took their side against Katzenberg. "He had Toy Story all messed up," Jobs later said. "He wanted Woody to be a bad guy, and when he shut us down, we kind of kicked him out and said, 'This isn't what we want,' and did it the way we always wanted." The Pixar team came back with a new script 3 months later. The character of Woody morphed from being a tyrannical boss of Andy's other toys to being their wise leader. His jealousy after the arrival of Buzz Lightyear was portrayed more sympathetically, and it was set to the strains of a Randy Newman song, Strange Things. The scene in which Woody pushed Buzz out of the window was rewritten to make Buzz's fall the result of an accident triggered by a little trick Woody initiated involving a Luxo lamp. Katzenberg and Company approved the new approach, and by February 1994, the film was back in production.